Welcome to the Fig City News Podcast, read by a text-to-speech AI voice. Calls to action at Martin Luther King Jr. Community Celebration by Julie M. Cohen. Stirring speakers urged attendees at the Martin Luther King Jr. Community Celebration on January 19th to take action, no matter how small, against injustice in the hopes of making positive change. The theme of the 58th annual gathering organized by the City of Newton and the Harmony Foundation was, "The Courage to Love Turns the Tides of Hate." Standing in front the audience in the nearly full First Unitarian Universalist Society in Newton, the Reverend Devlin Scott said that while the work of justice can feel heavy, it is imperative not to give in to the temptation to disengage. Acting as Master of Ceremonies, Reverend Scott reminded attendees of King's famous exhortation to take action and persevere. If you can't fly, then run. If you can't run, then walk. If you can't walk, then crawl. But whatever you do, you have to keep moving forward. Mayor Mark Laredo and guest speaker, the Reverend Dr. Eric Jackson of the Elliott Church of Newton, gave rousing, passionate speeches on injustice, specifically calling out ICE raids against immigrants and the January 7th killing of Renee Good during protests in Minneapolis. "This is a time of great unrest in our country," said Laredo, who added that many of King's dreams for the U.S. have not yet been realized. "Newton must be different," he said emphatically. "We must celebrate our diversity." Urging the crowd to commit to creating a more inclusive, more equitable, and welcoming Newton, Laredo said, "We have the talent, the passion, the commitment to get this work done." Reverend Dr. Jackson urged attendees not to give in to analysis paralysis or conclude the fight for civil rights was a failure. He reminded the audience that the work that came before you was never meant to be the finish line. The struggle against injustice must continue and is nothing new. "It's what's been under the surface all along," said Jackson. "History says we've seen this dance before. We can't sit this one out." He also encouraged people to stand up against prejudice and injustice, since participation is what breaks power. The All-City Troubadour Singers performed with David Herlihy, and Newton North singer Anna Tackey offered a solo performance. NPS Superintendent Anna Nolan introduced four high school students who stood in front of the large audience to share their insights and experiences. Adriana Goncalves of Newton South told the audience that collective action is what's needed and meaningless words just aren't enough. She spoke about love not being the easy path, while hate and indifference can be easier, and love requires total bravery. Newton South senior Cora Neat Harris described speaking out against the lack of diversity on her beloved dance team. She told the crowd she did not want to remain silent and felt it was imperative to advocate for those who cannot speak for themselves. Saying that leadership requires bravery, Neat Harris added that King's legacy lives on in everyday acts of courage. Isaac Barbosa of Newton North challenged people to speak not of their creeds, but of their beliefs. He reminded attendees that love shows up in our deeds, in who we include, who we listen to, and who we refuse to leave behind. Dr. King's message is still a challenge today. "He tells us to stop being observers," Barbosa said. "As we leave today, let us have the courage to cross the line that separates us, and let's actually talk to one another and make sure that in our lives, love always gets the last word." Finally, David Witter of Newton North reminded the audience that the courage to love means the courage to learn, and then the courage to change. He highlighted Surge Boston, which stands for Showing Up for Racial Justice, which he said organizes white people to stand up for racial and economic justice by choosing to listen and have the courage to love. Shivangi Nadkar, 17, attended the King event for the first time with her younger sisters and parents as her middle sister Anisha, 13, performed for the crowd with the All-City Troubadour Singers. Shivangi, a Newton North senior, was particularly inspired by Neat Harris's speech. It resonated with her since it's harder for us to make our voices heard. Praising the event, Shivangi's father, Alok Nadkar, said that the speeches were very inspiring. There's hope in the next generation. After lauding the students, Dr. Nolan said to the crowd, "May you choose courage over silence." The celebration concluded with all attendees circling the FUUSN sanctuary, holding hands and singing, "We Shall Overcome." After the event, attendees gathered in the adjoining parish hall for the community resource fair to explore nonprofit organizations so they could begin to put Dr. King's call to action into practice. That's all for today's Fig City News podcast. Thank you for listening. For more news and updates, visit figcitynews.com.